As we reported last night, without ceremony, Governor Charlie Crist has signed Senate Bill 360, also known as the Community Renewal Act, into law. The bill was sponsored by Bradenton State Senator Mike Bennett, who was also a developer. Senator Bennett says the rewrite of growth management regulations will bring common sense to outdated and frustrating rules, untie the hands of developers, and jolt a badly stalled economy with a burst of new construction. On that, Hillsborough County environmental activist Denise Lane said she was in agreement with Senator Bennett. But she said the legislation went far awry from what was needed to address current growth management problems in the state.
Does our transportation concurrency work in this state? Absolutely not. Why? We never fund it, Mitch. We have never funded it properly at the state level. We have never funded it at the local level. And somehow this whole thing has come down to 100% gets paid for by new development that comes in.
Bill Lane says what the legislature and governor have now done is thrown away a flawed system and put very little in its place.
And there is nothing in this bill other than let's set up a mobility fee and study it for the next session. Nothing that you must have something in place by next year to replace, nothing like that. Where does this fall, my friend? On our backs, the taxpayer backs. We will have to, if we can afford to expand the roads, pay for it on our back, or we sit in worse gridlock than you see now.
Pro-development groups are hailing the governor's signing of SB 360. Florida Chamber of Commerce President Mark Wilson said the state's employers were grateful to the governor and the legislature for, quote, aggressively confronting the economic challenges facing our state with a thoughtful, reasoned package of legislation that will create jobs and get Florida moving again. But many others don't see it that way. Damian Filer is political director with the group Progress Florida, based in Tallahassee. He calls Chris's signing of SB 360 a shame and says it flies in the face of Floridians.
I do think it, unfortunately, has the prospect of being sweeping and far-reaching in an unprecedented way in terms of rolling back environmental regulation. And the truth of the matter is that when we started this legislative session, the abolition of the entire Department of Community Affairs, of which Tom Pelham is the secretary, was actually being considered. And so that's the mindset in the Capitol, and this has been the result of it. And I think we can all look forward to paying more, higher taxes, sitting in more traffic, and looking at a lot more unoccupied buildings and houses than we already are.
The governor's own Department of Community Affairs Secretary, Tom Pelham, did express serious reservations about the legislation prior to its final passage and approval from the governor. Just last week, Pelham called the bill the most significant growth management bill to be passed by the legislature since the 1985 Growth Management Act. Eight counties in the state, including Hillsborough, penned letters to the governor begging that he not sign the legislation. The Florida League of Counties also lobbied for SB 360 to be vetoed. Craigan Mosteller is a spokesperson for the Florida League of Counties.
Overall, we're really disappointed for the citizens of Florida. Florida has been, in the grand scheme of things, responsible when it comes to growth over the last 20 years. But even still, we all know the troubles that we have had with growth. And unfortunately, this just sets us back and is really going to add to traffic congestion. And you guys down in the Tampa Bay area really know traffic congestion, trying to get across 275 some days. And unfortunately, in urban areas, this is really just going to add to that.
Critics complained the bill would allow counties to designate urban service areas with only limited review by state regulators. Their concern is that it will open the door to increased rural development. Craigan Mosteller from the Florida League of Counties says the new law ties the hands of local governments.
I know that local governments will continue to try to be responsible when it comes to growth. They're going to want the infrastructure in place as developments build, but unfortunately this sets them back in their abilities and the tools in their toolbox to do that. And so it continues to be really important that citizens stay involved in their communities. They speak up when developments are planned so that folks know what they want and what they're looking for, so that the citizens and the developers and the local governments and the regional planning boards can all work together to continue to develop and build great communities.
Denise Lane from the Coalition for Responsible Growth says environmentalists throughout Florida are now extremely disappointed in Governor Charlie Crist.
This was his test on whether he was going to follow campaign contributions from the development community or whether he was going to do the right thing by the people of Florida. And this showed a lot of us where his focus is. and I'm very sorry, but the editorials on that slamming him today absolutely have the right to do that. He let us down as a governor. Absolutely did.